Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive.
Powered by Klipsch Audio.
From WTTSFM.com.
Welcome to our Sun King Studio 92, powered by Klipsch Audio.
We're
glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Let's welcome him, guys. Come on.
Let's keep it at a minimum, too, guys. Let's not get crazy in here.
And if anybody else has a question burning inside them, I think this would probably be, an open forum.
Just write it down on a piece of paper.
Yeah, pass it forward. You come up and use the mic. That's fine, too. But go ahead.
I have one. What was your biggest hurdle in going from known as American Idol to what you've become today?
I just wanted to, the whole Idol thing, because I wasn't never watched the show really or anything, and
I knew that.
So it was kind of hard to, in some cases it's still kind of hard to break that hurdle, and because some people were like, he's from the Idol. I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
But other cases, people are, fine with it and actually give it a chance. And we like to have a good time, which people kind of see on the live show. We're real, just musicians getting up there playing the songs the best that we possibly can. And wanting to go out there each night and killing it. And I think people kind of have seen that in the past year. I've gotten a lot of great opportunities and a lot of people seem to, have seen that. They might not like it, I don't know. But I think they might respect it, but they might not respect it. So I just say,
And congratulations, too, on the second album, because they say the sophomore album, the second album's always a tough one, because now you're out touring for the first album, and then you're, writing songs about the Holiday Inn or something like that.
Yeah, wherever I'm staying or on the bus or whatever it may be. And I'm really proud of the album, man. It's got a lot of depth to it, and lyrically and musically, and my band, they played on the record, so it kind of has that band feel, and it's just, you don't really hear, a lot of stuff that's out these days is a lot of same loop type kind of stuff, and not really too much changing. And this album, it has a has those changes, a pedal steel solo from Robert Randolph, who I love. He played on a song called Fly, which is crazy, and then there's other songs too. You can hear other guitar parts or drum beats or something. Just a lot of, there's darkness to it as well. And a lot of people, what's wrong with you? What's dark? Like, everybody has. Don't act like you've never been depressed or anything before. Everybody's gone through something. People want to feel something that's real. And not just, nobody's happy all the time. It has all that in there, whether it's just the music that makes you feel sad or the lyrics that make you feel good. And there's all kind of emotions through it, and it's more mature, I feel.
Well, what inspires that for you? Is it relationship-based? You have to go back and think of some things that you've been through?
It's life, life in general. There's some songs that are personal. There's other songs that I like to use my imagination of. I kind of put myself in positions and see how it kind of would affect me, good or bad. So I kind of torture myself for a little while I write the song. There's a lot of that in the album as well. But that's what makes it kind of special to me.
You've been out on the road with John Mayer and Matchbox 20, just a couple that come to mind. And how has that informed your playing or performing? Have you been able to share ideas and that sort of thing?
Not really, not too much. We would talk. I'm busy or they're busy, but they're really good. Matchbox was really great to us, and John was really great to us. But the few times I would hang out with those guys, they had a lot of great things to say about me. I had a lot of great things to say about them, and it really, inspired me to keep going. And I would just kind of watch their shows, and it's because, when you're opening, it's kind of like it's a challenge, because you don't get an hour and a half, 2 hours like they do. You get, Matchbox only got a 30-minute set. the mayor, I got like a 45 to 50 minute set, and so you kind of want to hit it as hard as you can for that short amount of time, because at the end of the night you want, you know, you want them to walk away at least remembering one song, you know, because after they experience, you know, John or Matchbox, they're gonna, that's who they're there to see, you know. And but it was a great, man. It was you know, when I was out with Mayer, whenever I would go out there, it was already like 80 to 90% full, you know, going out, which was, because when I used to go to shows, people were never there for the opener, so I was scared to death. And whenever it was like that, it was all, basically almost full. It was like, oh, okay, it's awesome. So we, you know, we tried to make the best of it, and it was great.
It's cool too that we have a young American in our genre, because a lot of our guys that we play, they're from Australia now, or they're from England or Ireland or wherever.
Yeah.
And have you been able to export? Have you been overseas?
I've been to South America, which was absolutely amazing. Those, the fans down there are just unbelievable. And in Canada, I mean, I know Canada is like right above it, so it kind of doesn't count, but in a way it does. And, you know, those, it's just, we just played in Quebec a few days ago. There's like 15,000 fans and people out there. And I was going into, I was tired. We'd been flying a lot, like 20 hours. And I was just like, oh, man. And then when you walked out there, there's like 15 to 20,000 people out there, and they're just singing every song. You're like, you're kind of expecting them to sing a few songs, but when it's every song, it was like, it's off the new album and old album. It was like, oh, okay, and it gets you all wild up. I'm like, all right, the songs you think are going to be a little bit more broken down, a little more intimate, are the songs they're singing even louder. And we're like, all right, let's just play harder, play harder. And so that was absolutely amazing. So that really inspired me a lot. And then, you know, I went to Europe a little bit, but not much. Hopefully, you know, next year at some point, get to do some more of that.
You're going to be one of the first performers in our newly revamped Coliseum, which I haven't actually seen yet. I don't know if anybody here has seen. Have you? Pretty nice. So we're looking real forward to that. And you've,
Security.
$20. Yeah, security. We appreciate you coming in to do a song for us today, and
yeah, I do a couple songs for
you. Oh, okay, cool. That's great. Thank you. Philip Phillips.
Yeah.